Father and Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. So today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecostes. So we see a great teaching of our Lord. So he's performing some of the rituals of the baptism that we need in order to be able to be living at the level of supernatural level of the faith as children of God. So it's the opening of the ears, of the nostrils, of the tongue, so that we may receive the instruction, the docility of the teachings of the Holy Ghost, and also at the same time to be able to preach, to teach, to pray, and to confess our faith before men. So it's a reminder of our Lord that he is the one who is going to speak through us. He's the one who is going to be our teacher always. He's the one who is going to free us from the evil. He's the one who is going to be available to fight and to live together with us. Because it's precisely what we receive at baptism. We receive his life on our souls. So I want to explain something important. So in order to receive from God so many gifts and blessings and his leadership in our souls, so we need to realize that we have four wounds left by original sin. So even after baptism, we carry on our human nature those four wounds, which prevent us of receiving graces and deviate us from the path and from the way to heaven. So it's our duty to fight back those four wounds, no? So the first womb is ignorance. And our Lord gave us the doctrine, the life of faith, and the light of reason, which is led by the light of faith, and the light of the Holy Ghost at the same time, and by wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counseling. So it means that we have to be always forming our mind and obeying God's ways of speaking, of learning, and to give up our opinions, and to match our mindset with the mindset of God, with his wisdom. No? So I think this is the most important. In fact, it's the first and most important wound to heal constantly. That's the reason why our Lord gave these four gifts of the Holy Ghost, so as to have enough light to be led in a divine way the whole time in our life, according to the faith. Because reason is never contradicted by the faith. In fact, the faith gives more light to reason in order to be able to live as God wants us to live, and he will deepen into that knowledge of the faith by understanding, science, and counseling. So as to be able to enter into the divine mind, which is wisdom. So are all the degrees that God wants to give to us. In fact, the light of glory that God wants us to give to us when we enter heaven is to see things as he sees them in the light of his wisdom. No? It's something divine he will place in our intellect. To see things in a divine way, the way God sees them. So I want to stop here for now, before we explain the other three wounds of the original sin. Because precisely the enemy, in order for us not to follow that light, divine light, he made independent or caused try to be to make the light of reason independent from the light of faith. In such a way that by detaching the light of God from the light of reason, they created the lie that we could lead ourselves by the pure light of reason towards happiness, towards wisdom, towards doing the best of our abilities, even on earth. It's a big lie, of course. But it's what we call liberalism. So liberalism is to detach God from our human being. And this is a very important principle. When we fall prey of liberalism, we fall into anarchy, necessarily. Because anarchy is to wipe away authority, in this case God, as a way, as the leadership, as the one who is going to govern and to give us what we need and to tell us what is next and what we are to receive according to his wisdom. In fact, God is, in his wisdom, the one who shapes the cross that we carry, which is exactly what we need to make it to heaven. So by shouting revolution against God's divine providence, with liberalism, they are placing themselves as God, as if they were God, independent from God. You know, and when someone lives in a liberal way, they end up being destroyed, end up losing everything, even human reason, human will, human common sense, even losing the light of reason eventually. Now you can see the importance of keeping the faith, but the battle against the faith, to foster the faith and be obedient, be docile to the authority of God. I would say this is the most important of the activities of men, to keep forming himself according to the light of God, the magisterium of the church, the light of giving of the Holy Ghost given to the doctors of the church, to the magisterium of the church, to the dogmas of the faith, to deepen into it, to contemplate, to love it, to love it. So it's why we have to meditate on it, contemplate on it, to love it, to have it as a part of us, the most important part of our life, to heal ignorance. The second wound of the caused by original sin is concupiscence. Yes? So concupiscence says, the passions are in disorder. Reason cannot put order. They cannot. By birth, we cannot. So the passions rebel rebellions against reason, therefore against God also. So therefore we have to practice virtues. But we cannot practice the virtues as God wants us to practice them in a perfect divine way, unless we have grace. So this is why our Lord gives to us sanctifying grace, and along with sanctifying grace, he gives us the supernatural infused virtues and the gifts of the Holy Ghost, so that we may practice our virtues in a heroic, supernatural way, by the faith, using our faith, our hope, our charity to do it. So God is not wanting from us any kind of virtue. He wants heroic virtues. That's the first commandment. To practice them with all our mind, our strength, our time, our resources, and all that we can, our will, our being. It's the only way to be able to recover that disorder, to put order. Precisely peace is the tranquility of order. When our ignorance is following the light of God, when our passions are put on check and strengthened, our virtues being strengthened by God's grace, So the passions are able to be put under control, and we acquire peace. So the next wound of original sin is malice. So malice is the tendency of the human being to get rid of the cross, to live in according to pride, according to our wishes, our inclinations. Not to want to want not to have authority, to focus on as a self-centered life. Therefore, by malice, we want to get rid of those obstacles who prevent my will to be done. Therefore, we go around the cross, around people. We just do whatever benefits us. We don't go. Those malice prevents us to go in after mercy and the words of mercy or charity toward the others. This is why even a child of 2-3 years old misbehaves has to be put on track. You know? That's the reason why Saint Benedict quotes the Book of Wisdom, which says, if you don't strike your child with the rod, he will fall into hell, into the fires of hell. We need someone and many to correct us, no? About malice, about our sinful things. And Saint Benedict, in his Holy Rule, he says, if you want God to forget the malice of your heart, what you have to do is to open yourself to God and to be simple and to tell everybody what you have in your heart, to be transparent in your thoughts, in your heart. So you are not double soul, double mind, double will. And what you are, you transmit it and you tell it to special spiritual directors and priests and your fathers, your parents. You tell who you are and what is in your thoughts, what is in your wishes and your plans. So you open up. It's very important to open up to spiritual fathers, because otherwise the devil will keep working in secret and in malice. He will deceive us to go ways which are astray ways, which will lead to hell, no? Eventually. Also, against malice is prayer and the humility. Because humility focus on God, no? Doesn't focus upon yourself. Humility helps you to focus on the neighbor for the love of God, no? And lastly, the fourth of the wounds of original sin is weakness of the will. So really, we cannot do many things by ourselves. We know that we are helpless and hopeless. Our will is not able to do good works, even to practice one virtue. And we have to acknowledge that weakness. Our Lord said that we cannot do even a good thought by our own efforts. He refers to supernatural things, no? When he says that. Because Catholics must live at the supernatural level the whole time. So if we want to be living, thinking about God's things, we have to believe in God. And we can live in God by His grace, holding us up. At that level. That's the reason why liberalism is a sin. So liberalism is to live in a human, pure human way. It's forbidden. Therefore, that weakness is what St. Paul calls my strength. Because as soon as we realize that we are helpless and hopeless, humanly speaking, is when we go to God and we trust in Him and He will be going to help us. St. Paul, I glory in my weaknesses, because it's when then I am stronger. Beautiful. So it's what God has to live day a day at a time. Because we ask for the daily bread, we don't ask for the bread for tomorrow. And it's on purpose, because the supernatural life is living God and depends upon God. And He wants to be a father who wants to provide. And He wants us to acknowledge that we need Him. And we ask from Him that those provisions that we need. This is the way we overcome this weakness, this fourth wound of the original sin, to be able to have peace. So peace comes from that order. Acknowledge our weakness, flee from malice by humility and obedience, flee from concupiscence by doing the efforts of following virtue and the most perfect behavior before God. And also, we put order in our mind by living by faith, living by the wisdom of God, in His divine providence. And to keep digging, to keep defending the faith, studying the faith, and occupying ourselves in prayer and contemplation. So may the saints teach us these principles in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.